produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Still, there is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. My hands to believe again. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. Still, there is a river that flows from Calvary's tree, a fountain for the thirsty, your grace that washes over me. Let faith arise.
Everybody, this is your hostess, Jazara, and I hope you're having an awesomely amazing day. Welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. It is November 2019, yes, and we are going to finish this year with awesomely amazing things. Again, I hope you're having an awesomely amazing day. Tonight, I want us to focus on a scripture, Proverbs 29 and 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And so tonight, for a topic, I want to talk about get your mind right. Get your mind right. Now, I know I've said it before on our show and our conversations that we've had, even though we haven't literally had feedback conversations. I just feel like we've had conversations. I just feel so happy to be here and being able to share with you all. And so I know I've said this before. It's a common theme that I talk about because it's dear to my heart. And that is, we are our own biggest problems. A lot of times we want to think other people are the problem, and sometimes they may contribute. But if we just keep it real with ourselves, a lot of times we're our own biggest problems. And I want to just really talk about that tonight, in what way that we're our biggest problems. And I want us to think about the way that we're thinking. Our limited thinking is a problem, and it's our problem. A lot of times you hear people talking about they want to go to the next level and that type of thing. I think we need to go to the next level in our thinking. We really need to upgrade our thinking. About a year ago, I upgraded my car, and I was just like so excited about the purchase. I decided that I need, well, not that I decided, life dictated, circumstances dictated that I needed a new vehicle. And so because I needed a new vehicle, I just decided that I wanted to have a foreign car. That was my preference. I had a dream car that I've always wanted. And so at that time, I began to look around for it, for the car. And I wanted the car, but then I began to doubt myself. I began to make excuses about why I shouldn't get this car that I've always wanted my entire life. I began to talk myself out of it. Now, like I said, this was my dream car, and now I had the opportunity to get it. And here I was getting ready to settle for something else. Matter of fact, what I was getting ready to settle for, and this is crazy, this is where I really kind of had to grab myself by the collar and say, are you serious? I was getting ready to settle for something that I didn't really want, but would end up paying the same car payment that I was going to be paying for my dream car. I'm going like, are you serious? Like, that makes no sense at all. It was crazy because, like I said, I was getting ready to settle. And then it was this thinking about what came with the dream car. Now, I'm not materialistic at all, but I'm using this example to get us to where we're going to be talking tonight. And this whole vehicle example, just it really ties into it. The analogy is just going to make sense when we get to it. And what was going on with the whole car situation was I needed a car to get around. I needed a vehicle to get around to do what I needed to do daily. Okay, that part wasn't a want, really. That's a necessity. And then when I began to get a hold of myself and get a grip on myself, I was like, okay, it's not like the dealership is giving you the vehicle for free and you're not going to have to pay for the vehicle. So as I began to get my mind right and get my reality set straight, it was, if I'm going to be paying for something, it should be something that I'm truly going to enjoy and want. It shouldn't be that I have to begrudgingly pay for something and still not want it, if that makes sense. So, paying for something that I wanted, I might as well. So, I began to seek God about it, though, just to make sure that I was making a good choice. Because sometimes flesh will get you in trouble, so I just wanted to make sure that this was a good choice and the best choice for me. So, with the upgrade also came a different way of maintaining the vehicle. Meaning that with this vehicle, the dealership handles certain things that need to be fixed. And so certain things in life require professionals to handle and address things that you might not just let be handled by anybody. And so here recently, I needed to take the vehicle in to the dealership for service. And so, some people that I really thought were friends and, you know, just happy for me and because of what I had done and accomplished, I began to notice that their conversation didn't line up. And it was this person going on and on about, I can't afford a new car and I definitely wouldn't be taking it to the dealer to get service, and I can't. It was just, I can't. And this is where we're going to delve in this evening, with the I can't statements. But before we go there, I just really acknowledge God and blessing me to be able to enjoy the desires of my heart and the fruits of my labor. A lot of times we hinder ourselves with our thoughts and our words. I remember reading a story when I was in the first grade, and I remember the repetition of the story. It was, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Then it became, and it was repetitious as well, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. And at the end, the individual achieved this goal. Now, I don't remember all the ins and outs and all the other part of the story, what was achieved, but I do remember those words. I can't is what you say, and that's the reason you cannot achieve. Whenever you keep going on and on about what you can't do, remember, that's why you're not achieving. And we've talked about the self-fulfilling prophecy before. I'm not going to delve into that in this issue or this episode. But, you know, what you put out is what you get, bottom line, with the self-fulfilling prophecy. You have to change your perspective and your mindset. You really do. You have to change your perspective. You have to change your vision. And you have to change your mindset. If you want to drive a new car, you have to see yourself driving that new car. And maybe you have to do a little bit more than just in your head envisioning it. Maybe you need to go to the dealership and literally see yourself driving that car. Meaning, driving it off the lot, taking it for a test drive, inhaling the new smell scent that cars come with. You have to see yourself doing it. Maybe you actually have to be in the moment doing that to achieve it. The dealership, it's a funny thing about it. They don't make money unless they sell cars. No matter how beautiful those cars look, all shined up on the display floor, they're not making the dealer any money until they get sold. Now, why am I saying that? Because maybe your finances for a new car don't really look like what they need to look like. And so one of the things that I've learned in life is you have not because you ask not. Now, I'm not saying the dealer is going to give you the car for free or just, you know, some insane low price. But if the sticker price is, I'm just going to say $65,999, and that's not your neighborhood, maybe your neighborhood is $60,000, why not shoot it out there? You have not because you ask not. I remember when I was looking for the vehicle that I was looking for, and the dealer, the car salesperson, excuse me, showed me a vehicle, and the vehicle had so many miles on it, and the price was, it was an okay price. I could have lived in that neighborhood, but I told the guy, I said, no, that's not my neighborhood I want to stay in. I want to stay in this neighborhood. And he went and found the vehicle in my neighborhood, and there weren't that many miles on the vehicle. So I'm just saying, sometimes you have not because you ask not. I could have stayed in the other neighborhood, but it wasn't where I wanted to be. And because I asked and because I said what I needed, I was able to get what I needed, which was way better than he was suggesting. So you got to say what you need. You got to say what you want. You got to believe that you can experience that. I mean, if that means that you actually need to physically put yourself where you need to be, then that's what you need to do. Again, remember, in certain situations, people need you just as much as you need them. The dealership definitely needs people coming in purchasing cars so that they're able to do what they need to do, which is sell cars and, bottom line, make money. Your vision has got to change. What you're seeing, what you're thinking has got to change. You've got to see yourself being victorious. And I just love this scripture over in Proverbs. Proverbs, I believe it's 29:6. And it says, no, excuse me, Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Your lack of vision is killing you. You're going to stay where you were 10 years ago. You're not going to upgrade your vision. Your I can't statements are killing you. Maybe they're not literally killing you, but they're definitely stagnating you, keeping you from moving forward. You've got to change what you see. You've got to. You've got to upgrade your thinking. You've got to see yourself being successful. You've got to see yourself accomplishing things. And sometimes it's more than just seeing it in your mind. Sometimes it's literally placing yourself there to see it. I think about my students who participated in a spell bowl competition last night. And even though they didn't win, there was an area that was like the winner's circle. And the winners of the competition, you know, those first, second, and third place winners, went and took their pictures there in the winner's circle. And yes, I did have my students go to the winner's circle, and we took a picture there. And there was this odd look on their faces as if to say, you know, why are we here taking pictures? We didn't win. No, you didn't win. But in order for them to see themselves as winners, they needed to be where the winners stood. They needed to position themselves there. They need to see that picture, 2019 picture of them being in the winner's circle. So when we go back in 2020, they're there winning first place, second place, third place, whatever. So sometimes you got to put yourself, physically put yourself where you want to be so that that image gets ingrained into your mind. So that is what you see. You see yourself as a winner. You were in a winner's circle. They didn't have a loser's circle. So you are in the winner's circle. So you have to see yourself as the winner and keep that vision and roll with that vision. Don't stay stagnated. Don't stay where you are, okay? And let's get rid of, let's alleviate, let's eliminate the I can't statements. Those only manifest nothing. I can't do this, I can't do that, and guess what you're going to reap? Nothing. So again, let's get our minds right, let's get our thoughts right. I want to encourage you guys to continue to be awesomely amazing for the rest of the week, for the rest of the year. Take it into 2020 and your awesomely amazingness. And just run with that. Run with the vision. Write the vision. Remember your journals that you can purchase, your Crazy Faith journals that you can purchase at Amazon, so that you can write that vision, you can run with that vision, and you can go out and be awesomely amazing. Continue to be awesomely amazing. This is your hostess, Jazara. Have a great evening.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole Gates.
Thursday, and we are back in the studio and talking with Kathy Killen with Royal Caribbean International. I'm super excited to be talking cruises, so let's set sail. Hey, Kathy.
Good. Hello there, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to have you. So excited to have you as a part of the show today. I know I have so many people really excited to hear more about the wonderful things that Royal Caribbean has going on and all the great things that destinations they can sail to and all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and get started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Royal Caribbean? For those that have never cruised before, tell us what Royal Caribbean offers.
Well, first off, I have to say I'm very excited that you invited me onto this show because I think that there is a little bit of misinformation out there as far as just the fact that cruising continues to grow. As a matter of fact, over the last 4 years, cruising has grown by 20.5%, and they continue to see those numbers climb every year. Even with last year and this year, looks like it's going to exceed what we did last year at Royal Caribbean as far as bringing on more passengers, bringing out more cruise ships. But I really think, Nicole, probably the biggest reason why I think it continues to grow is because of the value. Because when you think about what it would take for someone to go on vacation, for example, start thinking about in your head the math. How much would it cost for an oceanfront hotel per night? Then on top of that cost, I want you to go ahead and start adding in how much would it cost for your family to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and let's say that you do that times 7 nights. Now what are you looking at cost-wise? Not to mention, of course, entertainment. What about all of the things that people like to do on vacation, like go swimming and go to shows and, you know, all sorts of different activities that are included as part of a cruise? And I really think that one of the beauties of the Royal Caribbean product, because I've actually been in this business now for over 25 years. I started off as a travel agent. I used to work on board ships for 5 years, traveling all over the world. And then, of course, I came home and got my land legs back, and I've been with Royal Caribbean for 10 years now. I just love the Royal Caribbean product because there is something for everyone. Doesn't matter if they're older, if they're younger, they're traveling with children, they're traveling without children. Maybe your clients don't want to see children. We have phenomenal kid programs, so the kids all gravitate towards that. So with adult-only solariums and fantastic food and menu items and entertainment, and you wrap all that up into a floating hotel that goes with you to experience all these different ports, I can't stress enough the value of what that brings to their vacation dollar.
That is so true. I know I've had experience with cruising, and the Royal offers so much beautiful ships, just so much to do. I was so impressed. I got an opportunity to actually do a ship inspection, and it was just the coolest thing, you know, to be on the ship and see all the things that they offer. But I was really impressed with the kids area. The kids area is outstanding, and I know a lot
and
of people
it's complimentary.
Families.
It's free. It's yes, included as part of their cruise.
That.
So if the parents want to go out to dinner at nighttime and then go to a show, we have an award-winning Adventure Ocean program. That's what it's called, and that's our youth program with experienced counselors, with all age-appropriate activities. We're one of the only cruise companies with 5 different age groups. And I think that's another reason why it's been so successful for families, because the kids get out of it what they want to get out of their vacation, and that also leaves time for people like parents or grandparents or whatnot to get out of their vacation what they want out of it. And then there's a beauty in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, it's something to do for everybody. And everybody gets that downtime, you know, just to kind of break away. Because when you go on vacation, that's exactly what you want to do. So what kind of specials or anything fun happening with Royal Caribbean?
I am so happy that you asked me that, because right now we are running a promotion for the month of April. So as of the end of this month, it will go bye-bye. So they do need to, of course, contact you, let them know as far as what they're looking to do, because I know you would ask as far as what sort of ships we have. They have 25 ships to choose from. But I will say right now it's buy one, get one 50% off. That's going on for the month of April.
Wow.
But probably the biggest promotion that we have for this month only is kids sail free. So if they are flexible with their dates, yes. Now, I will tell you there are some blackout dates, of course, as far as Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving. So your peak times as far as maybe Easter break or summer vacation. But if you have kids that are younger, I know for me, I have 2 kids of my own, and there's a downtime right before the week of Christmas where kids are sailing free. I'm like, light on the homework at that point anyway. And I'm like, you know what, my kids, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take them out of school. So some families are okay with that, some are not. But if they're flexible or their children are 12 and under, they will be able to sail free if they're flexible with their dates. I'm telling you, it saves people a ton of money. And that is for sailings that are loaded. The sailing window is from May 1st of this year through May 15th of next year. But they have to book it with their deposit. And those deposits are $100 per person for under 5 nights as far as their cruise is concerned. But if it's a 5-night or longer cruise, it's a $250 deposit. So they would need to figure out what ship and sailing date that they want to go on. They would need to contact you for pricing and then book it with their deposit before this promotion goes away.
That's not bad at all. That's an awesome deal. That is definitely an awesome deal. So let's talk about Royal Caribbean, and what destinations do you all sail to? Because I know that's always a big question for people. Some people don't necessarily want to do the Caribbean. They want to do something different. Maybe they've done the Caribbean in the past. So where
Absolutely.
Else does Royal Caribbean?
Well, of course, Caribbean being part of our name, Nicole, of course, we're going to have a ton of options for people to go to the Caribbean. But yes. With that being said, as I mentioned, we have 25 ships that are globally deployed all over the world. So if they, again, are looking to experience, maybe they want to go to Alaska. Maybe they want to do Europe. Maybe they want to do Australia and New Zealand or Canada and New England for the fall foliage or even over the summertime. Maybe they want to go up to Bar Harbor, Maine or Halifax, Nova Scotia. There's lots of different options for people to be able to go and enjoy. And again, when you look at everything that's taken care of as far as, you know, think about this even for Europe. We have a 7-night Western Mediterranean, which is probably one of the most popular itineraries for first-time vacationers to Europe. Because, again, you're unpacking once. Somebody else is basically taking you from port to port where the ship pulls right up. You get off the ship. You go on your shore excursions, but you come back. You don't have to worry about going in and out of hotels, in and off of buses, unpacking, packing. I know when I went to Europe, I've done it both ways. And I will say that a cruise, hands down, is the best way to experience Europe, especially if you're looking for some of those really popular ports of call like Rome or Barcelona or maybe the French Riviera with Monte Carlo, or maybe they want to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, and again, when you look at all of the, everything included with, and I don't know if anybody's ever tried to price out hotels over in Europe, you can't beat the price. So Europe, here's another thing I want people to realize too. I realize, of course, we have a ton of ships doing the Caribbean, but if you want to go to Alaska, we now have the best ship in Alaska starting in May of this year. She's already coming back next year. Alaska for next summer is already available for people to book. We have a 7-night round trip up into Alaska out of Seattle, and that's on the Ovation of the Seas, which is the second largest ship class in the world. Tons of balconies. They have this thing called the North Star, which is a glass bubble. It looks like a glass bubble on a crane that takes about 16 people 300 feet above the water surface for a panoramic view. It's got Ripcord by iFly, so if people want to go ahead and experience that whole skydiving simulator, there's a circus trapeze school. We got the largest indoor sport complex at sea on the ship. Not to mention, probably one of the best things about the Ovation of the Seas that does this 7-night Alaska cruise round trip out of Seattle is the fact that every single interior cabin that normally does not have a window, an interior cabin means they don't have a window. But on this ship, every single one of those cabins has what they call a virtual balcony. So it's about the size of a door that shows people real live footage of what is going on outside when they're inside their interior cabin. And there's no other ship out there that has that. No other ship out there has that. It's perfect for families. It's wonderful because, again, it could save people money on round-trip airfare because it's round-trip out of Seattle. But we do have 3 ships that do Alaska for next summer. We still have availability even for this summer. So if people are looking to go for this summer, keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I know I'm just so impressed with all the stuff that Royal Caribbean offers and, you know, the dining options. Let's talk about the dining options because I know a lot of people, when they think everything is a buffet on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Oh, goodness,
so can we talk about our specialty dining and some of the other options that Royal offers?
Absolutely. So, of course, we do have a place called the Windjammer Marketplace, which is our buffet that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they switch out the menu items. They do cook-to-order food stations that change out every single evening if people are looking for a more casual environment for dining. However, with that being said, there are tons of other dining options available. Number one is going to be in our main dining room. Our main dining room is where you basically come into the dining room, excuse me, you sit down and you're presented a menu. You can do that for breakfast. You can do that for lunch. And, of course, dining times for dinner at night, there are basically 3 different options if they're looking to eat in the main dining room. Because, again, the menu is what rotates every evening. So they're getting numerous amounts of different appetizers, soups and salads and entrees and desserts. And, again, they pick off of that menu and they basically tell their wait staff what they would like. And, of course, it's a fine dining experience. And that's all included as part of their cruise. But they can do early seating, which is around 6 o'clock at night, or they can choose late seating, which is usually around 8 o'clock at night, Or we have a third option, which is called My Time Dining, which is where they can eat in the main restaurant, but they pick and choose their time between 5:30 and 9:30. So there's lots of flexibility. And then on top of that, there is room service. There is, we also, of course, have specialty dining. So if people are looking to experience a special event, maybe they want to have a date night or celebrate something like a special birthday or occasion. We do have these specialty dinings, everything from a steakhouse to hibachi, sushi. We also have this famous, Jamie Oliver has his restaurant on board our ships called Jamie's Italian, which is your farm-to-table sort of fresh Italian phenomenal food. And again, those are specialty restaurants, so they do have a charge associated with those. But again, if people are looking to experience a more high-end, very intimate, different sort of experience, we have that for those people as well. Now, I will say, as someone who grew up with eight brothers and sisters and I put myself through college, I consider myself a little bit of a frugal person when it comes to my vacation. And I'm a firm believer that everything that I already paid for my cruise, I'm going to get where it's already included. And believe me, there are tons of options. I might go to a specialty restaurant maybe once for a date night. Kids can go into Adventure Ocean and me and my husband would go get a dining experience to celebrate something special. But I'm not everyone. There's a lot of people out there that really love specialty dining experiences, and that's their thing. And if people like that sort of specialty dining, the more that they do the specialty dining, of course, there's dining packages where they could get discounts. And again, all of that is just more options because we realize that not all consumers are built the same way. They're not just like me. A lot of times they might like that sort of experience every night of their cruise, and that's great for them. And again, there's everything in between, depending on what people are looking to get out of their vacation.
I love it. And Kathy, I'm taking a group, and I know we talked about this just recently. I'm taking a group in August on the Symphony of the Seas. We're super excited about that. So we booked Central Park balcony rooms, and I remember when you told me all the perks that came with that, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that, but... Groups,
Nicole, you're going to be on the newest ship in the fleet.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Super
Yay.
Excited. So tell us about Symphony of the Seas. What all
okay,
do we have
so,
to look forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start, Nicole? Okay, so the Symphony of the Seas is the newest ship in our fleet. It just came out last year. It is the newest ship doing 7-night Eastern Caribbean or 7-night Western Caribbean out of Miami. And this ship is the biggest in the world. What I think is very special about this class of ships, because the Symphony is actually the fourth ship in the Oasis class model. So they're all the same make and model. They all have 7 distinct neighborhoods. Central Park neighborhood, Boardwalk neighborhood. There's the Pool and Sports Zone neighborhood. There is the Royal Promenade neighborhood. So there's 7 neighborhoods that pull different interests, and that's why I think the ship flows so well. In 50-plus years of shipbuilding, this is the most successful class of ships ever launched. And there's a reason for that, because of the design of the ship. So as you were mentioning, Nicole, your balconies, there are, because there's nothing else in the world like this ship, we have what's called neighborhood balconies. So on the Symphony of the Seas, as well as Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and Harmony of the Seas, which are their sister ships in the Oasis class. They all have these neighborhood balconies. So Central Park balconies, they're located in the middle of the ship. So think about this. You're in the middle of the ship. You come out onto your balcony. You look up, and you're looking up at blue sky in the middle of a ship. And then you're overlooking this place called Central Park, which has 15,000 live trees, plants, shrubs. It's got an on-site horticulturist that does 2 daily guided tours a day. Dining, white twinkly lights at nighttime. There's dining through there. There's a place called Central Park Cafe, which is one of the complimentary restaurants that serves the best roast beef sandwiches with au jus sauce and this fantastic horseradish sauce and this freshly baked bread. You got to make sure that you go get one of those, Nicole, because they are my favorite sandwiches.
Absolutely.
But that's just one of the neighborhoods. But those balconies in Central Park, because they're very unique, we actually added free amenities to them. So if you book a Central Park balcony, automatically, when you come into your room, you're going to have a bottle of wine waiting for you. You are going to have an invitation to experience one of the specialty dinings for lunch. And then you're also going to get a private casino gaming session for two people. Those three perks are automatically included when people book Central Park balconies. Now, there is another neighborhood called the Boardwalk neighborhood, which is on the back of the ship that overlooks the Boardwalk neighborhood. So it's got the Aqua Theater on the back of the ship. You can actually see the wake of the ship in the ocean because, again, when you step out onto your Boardwalk balcony, you look up and there's blue sky. But then because they're located at the back of the ship, they can see the wake of the ship in the ocean. But what's really cool about the Boardwalk area is the fact that the Aqua Theater is right there. So besides shops and restaurants, people can actually see the Aqua Theater show from their Boardwalk balcony. And on top
That's
of that,
cool.
They also get three extra included perks. So when they step into their room, when they come on board, they're going to be welcome. When they come in, they're going to have two souvenir cups for two free unlimited soda packages. They're going to get Johnny Rockets for four, which is normally a special. There's a cover charge for Johnny Rockets. That's included for a family of four. And then on top of that, they're going to get a private rock climbing wall session for their family. So Central Park balconies, they tend to attract more couples. It's very romantic. It's very serene. But they do attract families as well, just depending on what families are looking for. But Boardwalk balconies, this is good for families. It's good for couples. I know I'm a big-time people watcher. I love to sit out on my Boardwalk balcony and just kind of people
yes.
watch. But noise is a non-issue because they do shut everything down at a decent time at night. And as soon as you shut those sliding glass doors, you can't hear anything anyway. And to get those free perks, and again, there's nothing in the industry like it, which is why they sell so
Not
well.
At all. That is awesome. Yeah, that's so awesome. So I know I want to just publicly say thank you to you, Kathy, because I had the most exhilarating experience when we were at our conference just recently, being able to go whale watching. And so, you know, I always tell everybody about that. I was like, I had the most. And Royal sponsored that trip, that excursion.
Yes, we did.
And it was so much fun. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't swim. And so to be out there at night and all that water, I was like, oh, my gosh. But I did it, and I just had a great time. And I really want to say thank you again. I know I've thanked you 1,000 times, but that was an awesome experience for me. So I really try to encourage people when they take a cruise, get out there and do something different. Look for those excursions. There's all kinds of things to do. And you can pick these ahead of time. They can pick them ahead of time, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there's a once they get a booking number, they can go onto the RoyalCaribbean.com website with their booking number, and they can see exactly the shore excursions that are available in every single port. And what's nice about the shopping cart that we have on the shore excursion site, Nicole, is that they can actually they can shop by interest. So some might be looking for cultural, or maybe they might be looking for more dining or culinary experiences. Some people might be looking for family-friendly adventures. They might also be looking for eco-friendly shore excursions. So depending on what people are looking for, there's buckets that they can actually pick and choose, and it narrows down the choices based off of what their interests are. So it's super easy to shop. There's tons of availability as well as options for them based off of what they're looking to do as well as their budget. Everything from walking tours to guided tours on a motor coach to really see the scenery, half-day tours, full-day tours that include lunches ashore. So it really just depends on what they're looking to do, as well as, of course, where they are going to experience. So lots of options available for them.
Well, I appreciate you, Kathy, for taking some time out of your busy schedule because I know how busy it must be for you guys this time of the year. But I do appreciate you for stopping by Travel Uncorked and sharing with us all the good things about Royal Caribbean. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of the current special. You can't beat the kids sale free. You cannot beat
kids sale free. Buy one, get one, 50% off. And
yes,
I will tell you, especially for our first-time cruisers, Nicole, have them contact you for more information because a lot of our first-time cruisers – You know, we have two brand new ships that are doing the 3- and 4-night Bahama cruises that are stopping at our newest port of call in the Caribbean called Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is debuting next month. Next month. It's so that exciting. It's coming up that quick. So exciting.
So exciting. Perfect timing. Well, Kathy, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate you. I may call on you later on if we have more interest about Royal, which I'm sure we will. But I appreciate you taking time out and joining me on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.